904, instant illumination. Who I really am shines through as my character under all circumstances. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Who I really am shines through as my character under all circumstances. We sometimes think we can mold our character, that we can divine our character, define our character. We think that we can say things that will represent our character, and we are our character. Who I really am shines through as my character under all circumstances. Whatever I do, whatever my attitude is about life, how I respond to myself, how I respond to my body, how I respond to my mind, how I respond to my thinking, how I respond to my divinity, how I respond to my creation, each individual in my life, how I respond to them, it shows my character. Do I love everyone so completely that I see in them their purity and their goodness? Do I want to be a teacher? Do I want to be a sharer? Do I want to be someone who helps somebody else find the divinity within them? Well, the more I'm in my work, the more I realize that I'm a very poor sharer. I'm a very poor teacher. Because I look at everyone and look right through the outer appearances and see the divinity within them, see the magnificence within them, and I sort of laugh at myself and say, why are they putting this outer appearance here when their inner reality is so wonderful? Why are they thinking about these hurtful, harmful things to themselves when their inner self is so fantastic, so joyous? And then I want to sort of give them a poke and give them a push in the right direction and give them a little encouragement. And whenever I think of doing that, I think, what's it of my business to see somebody else who they really are when they want to play a game right now? And what kind of a game am I playing? Am I playing the game of seeing others who how they really are and then and telling them how they really are and encouraging them to be it? Well, it's silly, isn't it? If I were really who I am, if you were really who you are, we would look at the world through our eyes and see it fabulous, and there would be no person struggling. There would be no war. There would be no unhappiness. There would be no anybody. There would be no no's, you know. Everything would be yeses. There would be peace on earth. There would be joy. There would be abundance. There would be health. There would be happiness. There would be harmony. Everything would be in divine order. Oh, what a wonderful word, divine order. And you know, who I really am shines through as my character under all circumstances. So perhaps I am, excuse me, perhaps I am somebody who's just sort of pushing my thought, somebody who's just sort of wishing my way of thinking on somebody else. Isn't that silly? Why would I wish my way of thinking on somebody else? Why would I want someone else to be like me? It'd be silly, isn't it? It's so silly to think that I would want somebody else to be like me. Well, everyone is themselves. Pure, perfect, beautiful, fantastic. Everyone is themselves. Pure, perfect, beautiful, and fantastic. And I see everyone pure, beautiful, themselves, and fantastic in every way. And everyone sees me like that. Because this is the world that I am in. We cannot have two masters, we are told, for we'll love the one and hate the other. And our master should be, or could be, or is really, our master is that we are divine. And anything that says we're not divine should just be allowed to drift away and never be seen. It'll come through our mind. Our mind thinks 100,000 different thoughts and ideas, and we cannot take all of them on. Some of them are more powerful than others, some of them more demanding than others, some of them more insistent than others, but we let them alone. We let them alone. We let go and let our divine self be there. Now, how do you judge? How do you guide? How do you take the right ones? Well, saying is, let go and let God. The saying is, we have within us a divine filter, which hears everything, sees everything, knows everything, and just accepts those things that are harmonious with what we believe we are. Now, do you really believe that you're God? Do you really believe that you're the allness of the universe? Do you really believe that there's no place in the universe where the infinite presence of the allness is not? All is one. All is everywhere. So, when we recognize that this is who we are, this is who we really are, then that shines through our character under all circumstances, and we see everyone else as that. We see everyone else fantastic, beautiful, uplifted, revealed. Everyone else is magnificent. Everyone else is so glorious. And we see ourselves so glorious. Nothing to change, nothing to improve, just to be. To be ourselves and have fun. What a wonderful way to live our life. What a wonderful way to be in this universe. What a wonderful expression to have of ourselves under all circumstances. Can we do that? Well, we do, whether we like it or not. That's exactly what we do. And if you have the choice, as we all have the choice every moment, of choosing a happy thought or a sad thought, and we choose a happy thought, we're on the right road. We choose a sad or unhappy thought, hey, we're doing it to ourselves. We don't have to. We don't have to. We can be so fantastic that every thought we think, every word we speak, is an expression of just who and what we really are. And we are good and very good. And our character expresses that. For who I am, who I really am, shines through as my character under all circumstances. And it is good and very good. I love you. I love you. I love you.